I'm hoping for a sense of unity, but also accepting the realities of the really difficult issues we have to deal with today, whether it be the war in Syria, whether it be our issues with North Korea, and most importantly to me, dealing with our climate.
Medicare is probably the biggest one for me. If I could ask them anything, I would say Bernie Sanders obviously supports Medicare for all. Basically all Democrats do, but does the DNC, and why not if not?
I have high hopes. You know, I've been pretty down about Trump, and I've been thinking that I really need to have Bernie give me some hope today about what we can do to not have more than 4 years of this, because I don't know if we'll last as a country, to be honest, after what he's done in 100 days.
That was Beth, Michael, and Noor. They were just a few of the many eager Utahns waiting in line to attend the Come Together and Fight Back tour arranged by the Democratic National Committee. By hosting a series of rallies across traditionally red states, the DNC hopes to unify and embolden Democratic support in parts of the U.S. often ignored by politicians. That includes the Beehive State, where Senator Sanders received overwhelming support, winning the state presidential caucus in 2016. Hundreds attended the rally, including many state leaders such as House Minority Leader Brian King and Minority Whip Joel Briscoe. The rallies have received mixed reactions from audiences in Oregon, Maine, and Texas. In Utah, Perez was met with boos from the crowd during his appearance. However, the audience welcomed Sanders, who made several remarks about the current state of the nation.
We can respond to those crises, it seems to me, in one of two ways. We can look around us and watch CNN and say, oh my God, I can't deal with this anymore. This is too crazy for me. But there is another response. We are not going to desert our kids and our grandchildren and this planet. We are going to stand up and we are going to fight back. And that's what this is about.
The tour plans to stop in Louisville, Kentucky next week, and many more states in the next month. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.